Utah Works is based on The Way We Worked, a traveling exhibition created by the Smithsonian Institution and the National Archives that explores how work became such a central element in American culture. Utah Humanities is touring The Way We Worked to six Utah communities during 2017. As part of the exhibition tour, Utah Humanities and Utah Public Radio are partnering with exhibition hosts to interview local residents about their work. This interview took place at Ogden's Union Station.
Inspired by President Kennedy, Carol Jennings sets to work, eventually landing her dream job at Weber State.
President Kennedy asked me when I was 12, not what my country could do for me, but what I could do for my country. And I thought that meant that I should just start pitching in as soon as I had any kind of skill to use. So I started early, when I was about 13, by volunteering in my church office once I learned to type. And then I was learning to play the piano, so I played the Sunday school. The National Endowment for the Arts brought the Utah Symphony to my junior high school. And that let me know that the arts weren't just for rich people. They could be for me. And then when I got old enough to get a job, I was a car hop. And then I went to Weber State, and I worked my way through school as a theater major, which was the best job training I ever had in my life. Because even if I didn't know how to do the job, I could act like I did. Well, then I got married. I got a job in an estate planning service. And then from there, I went to work in the journalism department. In those days, you actually typed on blue line paper and then waxed it and put it on the master. Got a baby. I worked for a little while in a factory putting receipt books together in plastic wrap. I got a job at a funny little newspaper out in the country. They had an old printer that you actually cranked by foot pedal and hand. Then I got a full-time job at a chemical company with no experience whatsoever except that I knew how to read a data sheet. I did that job long enough for my daughter to get a scholarship. Then an opening came up at Weber State to be the secretary in the Department of Performing Arts. And I ended up in the department that I started out as a student. I loved all those students. They were just me 40 years later. While I was the department secretary, I finished my bachelor's degree, one class at a time. And then the marketing job in that department came open. I had that job for 15 years. It was the best time of my life. Any young person who thinks, oh, I'll never get the job I want, understand how long it took me to get mine, that I was almost 50 and I'd spent a lifetime preparing for it. I was working for a living for money, but I was working for a living for the joy of being alive. When I first started working at the church, I ran off the program on a mimeograph machine, which used alcohol and these waxy papers. I moved up later into a world of photocopying on the worst paper ever, and the copies faded, and they tasted terrible if you got them on your fingers. And I went from an old upright typewriter to an electric typewriter that would correct me to word processing on a little bitty Mac, and now working in InDesign, which is an incredibly powerful tool for a person who wants to put words on paper. I grew up as a grocer's daughter in the 50s, and now I have a phone in my pocket that's more powerful than any computer I've used yet.
Utah Works is a collaboration between Utah Public Radio, Utah Humanities, and the Utah hosts of The Way We Worked, a Smithsonian Museum on Main Street exhibition made possible in the Beehive State by Utah Humanities. Support for Museum on Main Street has been provided by the United States Congress. Broadcast of Utah Works on UPR is supported by our members and USU's Department of History, committed to supporting public history and the knowledge necessary for informed decision-making by citizens of Utah, the United States, and the world. Online at history.usu.edu.